Eating the molly?
Yeah. Something I think about the bull, man.
Oh, maybe.
You just said a big brown bull.
Where did you get that?
That's Dan Green, Steve Brothers, from Washington. He's just called pretty much for me to go shopping. I thought he only had a bull, the best one, that is.
That's all right, but that is a...
No.
We're not more careful than that.
There are a few GSM channels. The president, about 3 years, 4 years ago, watching the program, and then one of the elephants, so he already has one.
I see, we know that.
He said he had a bull. Well, it's been said that ungratefulness is the pain of the world. We want to... We came down here crying a year ago, and we were worried and concerned. And we all were. You have turned things around for us. We're grateful. And we want to tell you, we want to come down and things are good too. And present you with the latest model for...
Solidly and soundly. It'd be very easy, you know, to go for something that would
we don't want this to move in a way that will bring on the inflationary forces to the high level that we're looking months ago.
I think the market's on a very sound balance at present. It has had a, you know, the sharpest rise in force of all the world in the last 11 months. And and it looks like the money is hard to move that. So I think that's very sound balance.
What about this idea of institutional buyers? Of course, you have talked to two folks in your shop.
Well, we're saying the individual is buying
and buying good stocks.
That's a really blue chip market.
A blue chip market.
Blue chip market is buying good stocks. And the institutions, of course, represent mid-quality people. It's not their own money. It's not sure how the profit.
The bonds, for example, the bonds represent millions of people that are in the funds,
right?
Right. And so they're bond managers, bond insurance companies, and the rest. And they're approximately how many? 27 million in the market. They're affected by the market.
Oh, it's over 30 million individual owners.
Owners. That's apart from people that are in funds. Does that include people that are in funds?
Well, that's apart from people that are in funds.
Including fund people and people who own insurance policies.
Like very easily, 60 or 70 million are in
the market. I'm interested in the market.
Yeah,
that's right. What are your projections, sir?
That's the back name of the day, but it's good.
That's right.
I got those two projections.
Yeah, exactly.
I had spoken with some people yesterday, and I expressed a high degree of confidence, frankly, which I think they questioned. I think they felt that I was just being overly optimistic, but I don't think I was then. I don't think I am now. I'm alarmed and amazed, very frankly, that in the aftermath of the highest growth in a quarter in the history of this country, that we have some economists in the country. That talk about it being a very unsatisfactory performance. This is incredible to me. I think that we're witnessing that some of the economists leaving their traditional economic base and turning politician on.
Well, I think Mr. Eckstein predicted 22 billion last year, about 28 and a half. What's he say today?
Well, I don't know that he said anything new, but that was enough.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well, this is great. That's what I like. Really, now, if you get a real mobile for him,
you know, when you think John Lennon came That's what it is today.
Come on, you all know that. My son, I'm giving it down. They go down and they pause and they drop 50 points. But the long-range future of this country, when you look particularly in March, take the GNP figure, break it down. First, real growth of 6.4% are up. Let's assume a lot of that is a bounce back model. Let's look at some other figures. Really important ones are home building, the highest in 20 years. Second, retail sales in March. And this was a bad March from a weather standpoint. The retail sales based on a solid foundation of household furnishing and so forth. A very, very sharp increase of around 8%. Automobile sales, first 11 days of April, the highest in GM's history and the highest at a rate of about 9.1%. Now, when you look at retail sales, automobile sales, when you look at those particular items that indicate what consumers are thinking, the consumer is certainly developing confidence. That's why I was interested in your saying that this is not simply an institutional market. How the hell could you have 3 billion shares change hands, which they have, as I understand, this May of last year, without having some hopes in the market?
Right. You take a 20 million share day now, Mr. President.
Yeah.
22 yesterday.
22, yeah.
If 60% of that is being done by institutions, which is what they claim, and 40% is still 9 million shares of equal and high
individuals.
Yeah. Now, this, what by any period of 1966, 78, what had 9 million shares by individuals.
Listen, we all remember there were a lot of days there in that period. You were going 7 million a day. You were able to 7 million a day. Early in the day, August, October, 7 or 8, August, I remember. But I think also that this market indicates tremendous confidence in foreign policy. I think this coup with China, it's just sort of happens to be on the list.
Yes.
And it's sort of new atmosphere. Absolutely, absolutely. You feel that up there? I mean, if you see the remark going around that some of these weaponry types, you know, the mailers and stuff, you don't have to keep their plate on.
Magnificent job, which we won. We couldn't even say without
Well, let me say that these are calls for comment.
And, you know, this is the...
Thank you.